Now listen, precious people.
现在听着，珍贵的人们。
Do you remember when the glory came in the days of Eli?
你还记得荣耀降到以利的时代吗
？Eli, the priest of God.
以利，神的祭司。
The glory used to visit.
曾经到访的荣耀。
When they sacrifice.
当他们献祭时
，as a sign of approval, acceptance,
作为一个认可和赞同的记号
，the sign that God is happy,
神开心的记号。
But then,
但是之后
，the biggest symbol, the icon, the monument of the loss of the glory,
失去荣耀的最大标志、代表人物、纪念碑
，of the departure of the glory.
荣耀的逝去
of apostasy
叛教
of falling away from true faith
从真正的忠实中背离
the biggest sign in the Bible
在圣经中最大的征兆
for the loss of the glory
荣耀的逝去
is this one
就是这一个
he's seated on a chair
他坐在椅子上
and they go to war
他们去打仗
and they take the ark of God
他们带着神的约柜
where the glory used to come and sit
即为荣耀曾经降临并坐落之处
the biggest sign of the fall
堕落的最大征兆
the fall from grace
从恩典中的堕落
the biggest sign of God has left
神已经离开的最大征兆
is this one
就是这一个
sitting on a chair
坐在椅子上
and the two sons have gone to battle
两个儿子在战役中
together with the Israeli army
跟以色列的军队在一起
and they have taken the ark of God
他们已经带了神的约柜
where the glory used to settle
那是曾经安放荣耀的地方
They have taken to the battlefield.
他们已经带到战场上了
And then,
之后
you are sitting on the chair.
你坐在椅子上
And then the message comes.
接着讯息传到
That hey,
hey,
are you aware?
你察觉到了吗
We have lost the battle.
我们打输了这场仗
Even your two sons.
即便是你的两个儿子
They have died.
他们死了
And also,
而且
the ark of God
神的约柜
has been taken.
被掳走了
and you are sitting like this
你像这样的坐着
and when you hear the two sons
当你听到两个儿子
it shocks you
使你震惊
but when you hear
但当你听到
that the ark of God also
连神的约柜也
then you are shocked
接着你太震惊了
and the chair
接着那椅子
and you break your neck
你摔断你的脖子
and die
死去了
And then your daughter-in-law
之后你的儿媳妇
gives birth to a baby
生了一个孩子
and names the baby
将孩子取名为
Ichabod
以加伯
Did you understand?
你明白吗
There is a warning on the glory
在这荣耀当中有一个警告
The very place where the glory used to come
正恰恰是荣耀曾经到访之地
The enemy has taken it away
仇敌已经夺走了
And the glory of God
神的荣耀
has left the house of Jacob
已经离开了雅各的家
Second warning
第二个警告
Before I come to the church today
在我今天到达教会之前
Second warning
第二个警告
He told David
他告诉大卫
You cannot build for me a house
你不能为我建造殿宇
But your son Solomon
但是你的儿子所罗门
Will build me a house
会为我建造殿宇
And when Solomon built the house
当所罗门建造殿宇时
And on the day of inauguration
在落成之日
The day that Solomon was being sworn in, swearing in
所罗门起誓之日
The glory came,
荣耀降临
and filled the house,
并充满在殿中
It was so much,
那荣耀是如此之多
that the priests could not do their work.
以致祭司无法做他们的工作
They sat back.
他们休息
Visibility was poor.
能见度很差
And they could not see well.
他们无法看清楚
But listen to me.
但是听我说
The glory was the sign of approval by God.
荣耀是神所认可的记号。
When Solomon now began to enjoy the approval of God,
当所罗门现在开始享受神的认可。
And you know that if you are a pastor and you preach righteousness,
而你知道如果你是一位牧师传讲着公义
and holiness,
以及圣洁
and the Lord begins to give you approval,
主开始给你认可
And begins to love you.
并开始爱你
And bless you.
并祝福你
Then you start to have everything you never had.
接着你就开始拥有你以前从来没有得到过的一切
When the Lord approves of you.
当主认可了你
The things where you are suffering.
原本使你遭罪的事情
I have no school fees for my children.
我没有支付小孩的学费
I have no visa.
我没有签证。
I have no passport.
我没有护照。
I have no car to go around.
我没有能带我四处走动的车子。
All those things follow you when you choose first the kingdom of God and His righteousness.
这一切都会随之而来，当你首先选择神的国以及他的义。
But after that,
但是在此之后
There is a warning.
有一个警告
The test of Abraham.
亚伯拉罕的试验
When Abraham was blessed with Isaac.
当亚伯拉罕被赐予以撒这个福分
And the Lord told him.
主告诉他
That the Messiah will come from your son Isaac.
弥赛亚会从你的儿子以撒而来
That was the blessing of Abraham.
那是亚伯拉罕的福分
That the Messiah will come from his lineage.
弥赛亚会从他的家系而来。
The Redeemer of the whole world and all men.
全人类全世界的救赎主。
Then the Lord comes to Abraham.
接着主来找亚伯拉罕。
And says, take your only son Isaac.
带着你的独生子以撒。
To a mountain I will show you.
到我所指示给你的山上。
And I want you to slaughter him first.
我要你为了我来宰杀他。
So the Lord is testing.
因此主正在考验着。
Do you love the blessing more than the blesser?
你是否爱祝福更胜于赐福者?
There is a second warning.
这是第二个警告。
Do you love the blessing more than the blesser?
你是否爱祝福更胜于赐福者呢?
More than the one who gave you the blessing.
更胜于给你祝福的那位。
Are you willing to surrender the blessing for the sake of worshipping the blesser?
你会愿意为了敬拜赐福者的缘故来交出那个祝福吗?
Do you understand the test?
你了解那考验吗?
Because when the glory comes,
因为当荣耀来到时,
then there is plenty.
总会是丰裕的。
In fact, there is one of the scriptures here.
事实上在此处的其中一段经文是,
It is Psalms 36 verse 8 verse 9.
是在诗篇36章8到9节。
The book of Psalms 36.
诗篇36章
Verses 8 and 9.
八到九节
And he says,
他说
They feast on the abundance of your house.
你让他们饱享你殿里的美食
You give them drink from your river of delights.
畅饮你乐河中的水
For with you is the fountain of life.
因为你是生命的泉源
Which means abundance of life.
这表示生活的丰盛。
And he says,
他说
In your light, we see light.
在你的光中，我们得见光明。
When the glory comes,
当荣耀来到时
They feast on the abundance of your house.
你让他们饱享你殿里的美食。
They drink from the fountains of his delight.
畅饮你乐河中的水。
That means they're harvesting the souls.
这表示他们在收获灵魂。
But when that happens,
但当那发生时
then comes a warning.
接着随之而来的是警告。
Solomon,
所罗门
when the glory entered,
当荣耀进入时
then Solomon,
之后所罗门
he began to feast on the abundance.
他开始设宴款待那丰盛。
Popularity,
受欢迎
Many things,
很多事情
Abundance of the house,
殿宇的丰盛
But there comes the warning.
但有一个随之而来的警告
Solomon feasted,
所罗门设宴款待
And then he entered sexual immorality.
之后他进入性放荡
Money, power and women.
金钱、权力和女人
Solomon had 1,000 women.
所罗门拥有一千个女人
1,000.
一千个
And then the glory left.
之后荣耀离开了
Now listen to me.
现在听我说
Every time the glory leaves the house of the Lord.
每一次当荣耀离开了主的殿
Then
接着
The temple of the Lord in Jerusalem was attacked and destroyed.
主在耶路撒冷的殿宇被攻击被毁坏
Warning
警告
Warning
警告
Don't let the glory go
别让荣耀离开
If you follow the history of the temple of the Lord on Mount Moriah in Jerusalem
如果你注意到主在耶路撒冷摩利亚山上的圣殿的历史
Every time the glory went away
每当荣耀离开时
In one of them, Ezekiel saw.
他们之中其中一个以西结看到
Ezekiel saw the glory go and the cherubim take the glory and it went and settled on the Mount of Olives and went.
以西结看到荣耀离开基路伯取走荣耀荣耀坐落在橄榄山上后离开了
Ezekiel warned, he also saw.
以西结在警告他也同样看到了
And then Ezekiel gave the prophecy.
之后以西结得到了一个预言
Every time,
每一次
the glory left the house of the Lord in Jerusalem.
荣耀离开了主在耶路撒冷的殿
The devil attacked,
魔鬼就攻击
and destroyed the temple.
并毁坏殿宇
Why?
为什么
Because instead of worshipping Jehovah, they began to worship idols there.
因为不敬拜耶和华取而代之的是他们开始在拜偶像
Prosperity there.
那里的繁荣
They began to worship the blessings there.
他们开始在那里敬拜着福气
Instead of the blesser.
而非祝福者
In one of them, the Lord brought Ezekiel to the temple.
在他们之中的其中一个，主带以西结到殿宇中。
And he said, "Son of man, look."
他说：“人们，看哪。”
And they were worshiping all forms of idols.
他们在拜着各式各样的偶像。
In another one,
在另一个情况中
，When the Lord brought Ezekiel,
当主把以西结带来。
This is the altar of the Lord.
这是主的圣所。
But they sat at the door.
但他们坐在门边。
With their backs, the back facing the altar of God.
用他们的背，他们的背部朝向主的圣所。
And they were worshiping the sun.
他们在崇拜着太阳。
Did you understand me?
你了解我所说的吗？
And then I will tell you what it means to the church.
接着我会告诉你，这对于教会所意味的是什么。
The body of Christ globally today.
对于现今全球的基督肢体
Listen to this.
听着
Do you remember?
你还记得吗
Because of the idol worship in the house of the Lord on Mount Moriah.
由于在摩利亚山上主殿中的偶像崇拜
He allowed Nebuchadnezzar to destroy.
他允许尼布甲尼撒毁坏那殿
And in the Bible he calls Nebuchadnezzar my servant Nebuchadnezzar.
而在圣经中他称尼布甲尼撒为我的仆人尼布甲尼撒
and destroyed and set it on fire
毁坏他放火烧他
because women were sitting there with mini skirts now
因为女人现在穿着短裙坐在那里
no fear
毫无敬畏
The young men were now putting on earrings.
男人现在戴着耳环。
And sagging trousers.
以及垂垮的裤子。
And they're putting on the hat backwards.
他们将鸭舌帽向后戴。
When they are worshipping, they were now worshipping idols there.
当他们在敬拜，现在他们在那里敬拜的是偶像。
I am very shocked that you are laughing.
看到你们在笑，我很震惊。
Listen to this.
听着。
The Lord sent them, they destroyed.
主差派他们，他们毁坏了。
The temple.
殿宇。
And until today.
而直到今天。
There is a mosque sitting there.
有一间清真寺坐落在那里。
Try to laugh now.
现在再试着笑吧。
Until today.
直到今天。
There is a mosque sitting there as a monument of the idol worship they used to do there.
有一间清真寺坐落在那里，成为他们曾经在那地偶像崇拜的纪念碑。
There is no temple of Jehovah there now as we speak.
现在此时此刻，那地没有耶和华的殿宇。
There is a mosque called the Dome of the Rock.
有一间清真寺的名称叫做圆顶清真寺。
And you cannot touch it, you cannot destroy it.
你不能碰它，你不能毁坏它。
As a symbol that the glory has left.
作为一个荣耀已然离开的记号。
And beginning from that time.
并从那时开始。
It marked the darkest dispensation in the life of Israel.
那成为以色列一生中最黑暗时期的标记。
Everybody wants to destroy Israel.
每个人都想要毁灭以色列。
All the time they are living on the edge.
他们总是活在刀口上。
Do you understand the Lord who sent me here?
你了解差派我到这里的主吗？
Even the Messiah.
即便是弥赛亚。
When the Messiah was rejected by Jerusalem.
弥赛亚被耶路撒冷拒绝。
He was the personification of the revelation of the glory of the Father.
他是父荣耀启示的化身。
When they rejected him in Jerusalem.
当他们在耶路撒冷拒绝了他。
Then he resurrected.
之后他复活。
And he came, he took his disciples.
他来并带着他的门徒们。
And he followed the same path that Ezekiel had prophesied.
他遵照着以西结所预言的相同路径。
He went towards the Mount of Olives.
他朝着橄榄山走去。
And he reached a place called Bethany.
他到达一个叫做伯大尼的地方。
But when he was on the way to Bethany with the disciples,
但当他跟着他的门徒在到达伯大尼的途中时，
he cried.
他哀哭。
He looked back at Jerusalem.
他回头望向耶路撒冷。
And he said, Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem.
他说，哎，耶路撒冷，耶路撒冷啊。
You the city that kills the prophets.
你这杀害先知的城市。
Oh, how I wish.
哦，我是多么的希望。
That you had known.
你已经明了。
Your hour of visitation.
这是到访你们的时刻。
Oh, how I cry to you.
Oh, 我是如此的为你哀哭。
He looked at the city.
他望向这座城市。
Oh, how I cry to you.
Oh, 我是如此的为你哀哭。
That you had known.
你已经明了。
That all I ever wanted to do.
所有我曾经想要做的事。
Was to gather you.
就是聚集你。
Protect you.
保护你。
Like a hen protect the chicks under the wings.
好像母鸡把小鸡保护在翅膀底下。
And he said with much sadness.
他带着诸多的悲痛说道。
Very sad.
非常的悲痛。
He spoke with much sadness about Jerusalem. He looked and he spoke with much sadness.
他看着耶路撒冷并带着诸多的悲痛说道。
Then he said.
接着他说。
Now never mind.
现在算了。
Now don't worry.
现在不要担心。
Now you will never ever see me again.
现在你们再也不会见到我。
Until you say.
只等到你们说。
That blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
奉主名来的是应当称颂的。
That is when I will come back to you.
这就是我会回到你们身边的时候。
Did you understand the warning?
你了解那警告吗?
Jerusalem played with the glory.
耶路撒冷玩弄着荣耀。
And that's why I told you.
这就是为什么我告诉你。
This revival is for the whole church.
这场复兴是属于所有的教会。
If the church will open their hearts to repentance.
如果教会将敞开心胸的悔改。
That same glory will visit you.
那相同的荣耀将会到访你。
But,
但是
listen to me.
听我说
When Eli the priest of God
当以利神的祭司
played around with the glory
玩弄着荣耀
the glory left
荣耀离开了
When Solomon played around
当所罗门玩弄着
the glory left
荣耀离开了
I know
我知道
that the Lord can repeat the Bible.
主是能够重现圣经的
can repeat the Bible.
能够重现圣经
let us be careful.
让我们小心
if that glory has come,
如果那荣耀已然来到
then please,
那么请求你
prepare your hearts to receive that glory.
预备好你的心来领受那荣耀
Let me tell you, don't play around with that glory.
让我告诉你，别玩弄那荣耀。
Don't say, ah, you see what? Don't play around with that glory.
别带着轻视的态度说，你在说什么啊？别玩弄那荣耀。
That glory is meant to take the church at this hour to shepherd into the kingdom of God.
那荣耀本应在此时带着教会引导进入神国度。
Listen to this.
听着。
The first step is this.
第一步要做的是
Repentance
悔改
Turn away from sin
远离罪恶
Listen to this
听着
This glory
这荣耀
Came to rebuke human pride
是来斥责人类的傲慢
Rebuke
斥责
This glory
这荣耀
Came to rebuke human prosperity
是来斥责人类的繁荣
This glory
这荣耀
came to rebuke the tall buildings, skyscrapers.
是来斥责高楼大厦、摩天大楼。
This glory
这荣耀
came to rebuke the human security system.
是来斥责人类的安全系统。
Human achievement
人类的成就
and to bring them down.
并把他们击垮。
That the nations may now worship only Jehovah.
好让万国现在单单只敬拜耶和华。
The tall buildings are not God. They are not God.
高楼大厦不是神。
Why do you worship the good roads and the tall buildings and the bridge, beautiful bridges?
为什么你在敬拜良好的道路、高楼大厦、桥梁、建造桥梁
？All the time you are bowing and worshiping. I see you worshiping.
我看见你始终都在屈膝敬拜者。
I see you worshiping good roads.
我看见你在拜着良好的道路。
No pothole.
没有坑洞。
Clear.
畅通的。
And good lights.
良好的光线。
You said this must be God.
你说这必定就是神。
And then you worship.
接着你拜着。
But the Lord has sent me to rebuke you.
但是主已经差派我来斥责你。
To tell you.
来告诉你。
That many times you need bad hospitals, bad.
很多时候你需要一间糟糕的医院
With very few doctors, bad doctors.
只有几位医生糟糕的医生
You need bad roads with many potholes going like this.
你需要糟糕的道路遍布着坑坑洞洞
So that you may worship Jehovah.
You, 这样一来你才能敬拜耶和华
So that you may depend on Jehovah.
如此你才能倚靠耶和华
Now you can see.
现在你能看到
that the cloud of the Lord
主的云朵
has come to give direction
已经来指引方向
to give direction to the church
指引教会方向
now you can see
现在你能看到
when the cloud went to Israel in the wilderness
当荣耀来到在旷野的以色列人
the cloud gave Israel direction to the promised land
云朵引导以色列人到应许之地
Direction to where the Lord wanted them to reach
那方向引导他们到主要他们到达的地方
And here also in the church
在教会这里也一样
We are now seeing
我们现在看到
that the church has been lost.
教会已经迷失了。
That's why the false prophets came.
这就是为什么假先知来了。
That's why the women came here dressed in miniskirts.
这就是为什么女人来到这里穿迷你裙。
That's why the women come and they are not rebuked.
这就是为什么来到这里的女人没有被斥责。
That's why the young men come dressed the way they want, they are not rebuked.
这就是为什么年轻男人来到这里穿着他们想要穿的却没有被斥责。
That's why there is homosexuality in the church.
这就是为什么教会里有同性恋。
That's why there is prostitution in the church.
这就是为什么教会里有淫乱。
Abortions in the church.
教会里面的堕胎。
That's why there is pregnancy outside marriage in the church.
这就是为什么在教会里面有未婚怀孕的行为。
Meaning the church is lost.
这表示教会迷失了。
Because the road the church is supposed to follow.
因为教会本应跟随的道路是。
It is called the highway of holiness.
那称之为圣洁之路。
It is in Isaiah chapter 35.
那在以赛亚书35章。
Verses 8 to verse 9.
八到九节。
And it says on that highway,
他说在那条大路上
There will be no ferocious beast
那里没有猛兽
That will attack the church and eat
会攻击教会并吞吃
They are protected by Jehovah
他们被耶和华保护着
Now that we know that the cloud is giving directions
现在我们知道云朵会指引方向
There is a warning
有一个警告
Let me give this warning
让我带来这个警告
Every time the glory of the Lord comes,
每一次当主的荣耀来到
be careful,
要小心
time is over,
时间到了
Every time the glory of the Lord visits,
每一次当主的荣耀到访时
be careful,
要小心
time is over,
时间到了
I want to look a little bit at this phenomenon because now I am entering where he says, like it wasDuring the time of Noah.
我想要稍稍看到这个现象，因为现在我要进到他所说的挪亚的日子怎样。
So shall it be in the days of the coming of the Messiah.
弥赛亚降临的日子也要怎样。
So now, and remember the title said, Lessons from the days of Noah.
所以现在记住那讲到的标题，标题是从挪亚时代汲取的教训。
Now you can see that we are slowly going now into the days of Noah.
现在你可以看到我们已经慢慢进到挪亚的时代这个主题。
But if you look at the days of Noah,
但如果你看到挪亚的时代
you remember,
你还记得
that only those that entered the ark were saved.
只有那些进入方舟的得蒙拯救。
So the ark,
因此那方舟
was a figuration,
是一个比喻
The symbolism of the Christ
是基督的象征
The salvation of Christ
基督的救赎
Because only those that entered the ark
因为只有那些进入方舟的
Survive So those are some of the things the Spirit of the Lord needs to lead you to understand
幸存下来所以当中有一些部分是主的灵必须引导你来了解的
Hallelujah
Hallelujah
So that I can go to major point
这样我才能进入主要的核心问题。
So in Genesis chapter 7, verse 16,
所以在创世纪第七章十六节
The animals going in,
凡有血肉进入方舟的
were male and female,
都是有公有母
of every creation by Jehovah,
都是耶和华的创造物。
And then he says,
接着他说
And the Lord shut him in.
耶和华就把他关在方舟里头。
In other words, in Spanish, I told you.
换言之，在西班牙文的版本，我告诉过你。
In Spanish, they say.
在西班牙文的版本，他们说
Señor mismo, cerró la puerta, meaning God himself.
这代表神亲自
shut the door.
关上了门。
And so I want to look at
the closing of the door that Isaiah saw also.
所以我想要看到以赛亚也同样看见的那关上的门。
I also saw it.
我也看到了。
Let me describe some secret to you.
让我在这里向你们描述一些奥秘。
When the Lord showed me that entry, the gathering of the saints, the rapturing of the church.
当主向我显现进入圣徒的聚集，教会的被提。
Look at what I saw.
注意我看到了什么。
I saw.
我看见。
That even, you remember I said like an earthquake, but it was not an earthquake.
你还记得我说过，那像是一场地震，但它不是地震。
Because I saw their glorious bodies coming out of their tombs and being taken up into the glory.
因为我看到荣耀之身从他们的墓穴中离开，并被提起进入荣耀。
Listen to what I saw.
听听我看到了什么。
I saw.
我看见。
That they were coming from different nations also.
他们来自于不同的国家。
That is great hope for nations.
那对于万国是巨大的盼望。
But look at this now.
但是现在注意。
As they were coming up.
正当他们上升时。
As they were being taken up above the earth.
正当他们被提到全地之上时。
Towards the glory that I saw, the glory of the Lord.
朝向那我所看见的主的荣耀。
Look at what happened.
看看发生了什么事。
They did not go up direct like this.
他们并没有像这样直接的上升。
I can now share some secrets of God.
我现在可以分享一些神的奥秘。
They were actually pulled towards one corner of the earth.
他们实际上被牵引到地球的其中一角。
Where there is an open portal.
那个有敞开大门的地方
Where there's an opening.
有天堂开口的地方
And leave the door, we are going to see. I saw them enter and the cloud covered and the door closed.
先撇开那门不谈，我看见他们进入，云朵遮盖住他们，门关上了。
Isaiah saw them enter and say, and shut the doors behind you.
以赛亚看见他们进入，并说把你们的门关上。
He saw the shutting of the door.
他看见那关上的门。
Well, the Bible in Matthew, we're going to see, promises the door shut.
在圣经中，我们将要看到的马太福音许诺了那门会关上。
However,
然而
when the Lord showed me how he will take the church,
当主向我显现他会如何提取教会，
they did not go up straight.
他们并没有直接上去。
They went to a particular place which I kept a secret for many years, more than 12 years.
他们去了一个特定的地方，这个奥秘我保守了许多年，超过12年。
Until this year,
直到今年
when I started speaking about it openly,
当我开始公开地谈论这事
meaning until he allowed me,
这代表直到他允许我
go to the book of Acts chapter 1 verse 11,
去到使徒行传第一章十一节。
Remember our subtitle is called The Closing of the Door,
记得我们的标题是关上的门。
But let's hold that and go here first.
但是我们保留那个部分，先看到这里。
Acts chapter 1:11.
使徒行传第一章十一节。
Hallelujah. And it says the following.
他说了以下的内容。
Let's start from verse 9.
让我们从第九节开始。
After he said this,
说完了这话。
He was taken up before their very eyes.
他们还在看的时候，他被接上升。
And the cloud hid him from their sight.
有一朵云把他接去，就看不见他。
Meaning, and the door was closed.
这表示门关上了。
Verse 10 says,
第十节他说,
They were looking intently up into the sky as he was going.
当他往上升，他们定睛望天的时候,
When suddenly two men dressed in white robes,
忽然有两个人身穿白衣,
stood beside them,
站在他们旁边,
Men of Galilee, they said,
说, 加利利人啊,
Why do you stand here looking into the sky?
为什么站着望天呢?
This same Jesus, who has been taken from you into heaven,
这位被接升天离开你们的耶稣
will be back.
他必回来。
He will come back in the same way you have seen go into heaven.
你们看见他怎样往天上去，他也要怎样回来。
So when I kept reading this scripture, people began to figure out.
所以当我持续读这段经文时，人们也开始领悟了。
Everybody began to figure out the real, oh, now we understand.
每个人都开始领悟，哦，现在我们明白了。
When he said,
当他说
that they did not go straight,
他们没有直接上去。
And they were all gathered towards one corner where there is a portal and opening.
他们都朝向这个有着敞开大门的一角聚集。
Then people understood.
接着人们明白了。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The same place I've seen the glory come down, but those are events that don't deal with you people.
在相同的地方，我看见荣耀降临，但是这些在被提之后的事件，我并没有要带给你们。
But from the same place I've seen the glory come.
但是在相同的地方，我看见荣耀降临。
And go like a cloud, like this.
就像云朵一样的移动，就像这样。
Towards the eastern gate of Jerusalem.
面朝耶路撒冷东边的城门。
And as the gate opened.
正当城门打开时
，A huge earthquake struck the city.
一场巨大的地震袭击那城。
So I have seen other events after the church is taken.
所以我已经看见其他在教会被提之后的事件。
I'm just using this to tell you that there is a portal there.
我单单利用这些事件来告诉你，在那里有那么一道门。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because men of Galilee.
因为加利利人呐。
Why do you stand here looking so intently in fear and anxiety?
为什么你们站在这里，看起来是如此热切、畏惧而焦虑呢？
Know ye not?
你难道不知道
that this same Jesus who has been taken away from you,
这位被接升天离开你们的耶稣
into the Father's house,
进到父的家
he will be back in like manner,
他必以相同的方式回来
on this same road, this same way,
以相同的途径
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
So let us go back now to the subtitle, the closing of the door.
所以现在让我们回到那主题，关上的门。
So that we can link the days of Noah to the present time and learn the lessons.
好让我们能使挪亚的时代与现今的时代连结，并学取教训。以赛亚看到门关上了。
I have seen the door close.
我已经看见门关上了。
In fact, this cloud whose prophecy I gave on November 21st, the year 2012.
事实上，这云朵的预言是我在2012年11月21号发布的
and was fulfilled December 31st, 2012,
并在2012年12月31日实现了。
In 2013 May, he showed me how the cloud lifted.
在2013年5月，他向我显现云朵是如何升高的
and taking the glorious saints.
并带走荣耀的圣徒。
So I have seen the door close.
因此，我已经看见门关上了。
So under that, you see the time of Noah, the days of Noah. We have Genesis chapter 7, verse 16.
在那之下，你看到挪亚的时代。我们看了创世纪第七章十六节。
7, 16.
第七章十六节
Can I give another scripture under the subtitle?
在这主题之下我能够给另一段经文吗
Matthew 25 Because that was time of Noah The animals entering male and female God shut the door
马太福音二十五章因为那是挪亚的时代凡有血肉有公有母的进入方舟神关上了门
How about the lessons? Because like during the time of Noah So will it be now?
那么教训呢因为他说挪亚的日子怎样现在也要怎样
How about now? Can we go to Matthew 25, 10 to 11?
那么现在呢我们可以看到马太福音25章10到11节吗
Matthew 25, 10 to 11
马太福音25章10到11节
Hallelujah
Hallelujah
Then he says the following
他说了以下的内容
But while they were on their way to buy the oil
他们去买油的时候
，The bridegroom arrived.
新郎来了。
The virgins who were ready went in with him into the wedding banquet.
准备好了的童女就和他一同进去参加婚宴。
And the door
门
was shut.
就关上了。
You see, that is now.
你看，那就是现在。
That's why he said.
这就是为什么他说
There are certain key lessons the church needs to learn from the days of Noah.
有特定关键性的教训是教会需要从挪亚的时代中学取的。
And one of those lessons,
其中一个教训是
is that at the time of Noah,
在挪亚的时代
God himself shut the door.
神亲自关上了门
Meaning,
这代表
quite distant, quite far away from human emotion.
从人类情感的方面来看，这是如此的遥远。
He does not say that Noah shut the door.
他没有说挪亚去关门。
The Lord shut the door.
主关上了门。
Because the human being has emotional, the emotional component.
因为人类是有感情的，具有情感的要素。
So,
因此
if there is any lesson that we need to learn from the days of Noah,
如果有任何教训是我们需要从挪亚的时代中所学取的。
Is that at the time of Noah,
就是在挪亚的时代
the Lord
主
shut the door,
关上了门
and in Matthew 25,
在马太福音25章
at the coming of the Messiah,
在弥赛亚的到来之时
the Lord
主
will shut the door,
必会关上门
and the fact that Jesus was giving this prophecy,
耶稣之所以给这个预言
Matthew 25,
马太福音二十五章
And that in this prophecy,
在此预言中
we see that the door is shut.
我们看见门是关上的
Written in red.
这个部分是以红字呈现
That means,
这表示
this prophecy,
这个预言
will be fulfilled.
必会实现
The door will shut.
门必会关上
And the question will be,
而问题将会变成
On that day when the door shuts,
当那天门关上时
On which side of the door would you be?
你会在门的哪一边
Remember those who enter heaven,
记住那些进入天堂的人
On that day,
在那天
they will sit before the Lord at the wedding banquet,
他们会在婚宴中坐在主面前
And remember they will have capacity to speak and discuss.
记住他们在那里有资格说话和谈论
They say, wow.
他们说 wow.
You mean my pastor did not come?
你是说我的牧师没有来吗
Do you mean so-and-so did not make it?
你是说那个谁和谁没有达到目标吗
Did you understand me?
你了解我所说的吗
And that brings me exactly to this prophecy alert which is on the web.
这正恰恰把我带入这个预言警报这已经在网路上了
Prophecy alert.
预言警报
The Messiah is coming.
弥赛亚要来了
And he says,
他说
He says, May 4th.
他说五月四号
2014.
2014年
And here I describe everything.
在此处我描述了一切
Look at this now.
现在注意
I found myself.
我发现我自己
When the Lord came to speak with me about the coming of the Messiah.
当主来向我提到关于弥赛亚的来临
I found myself
我发现我自己
at the place in that dream
在那意象中的一个地方
and I was looking up into the sky
我正往上望着天空
and as I looked up into the sky
正当我往上望着天空时
it was amazing because I saw the sun
那是很惊人的因为我看到太阳
only later I realized it was not the sun
而在之后我发现那不是太阳
But there was so much light like the sun so I could not look into the sun that light
但是那有像太阳般如此之多的光线所以我无法观察那光亮
And then as I looked at that light
正当我看着那光线时
I was so amazed
我是如此的惊讶
How the rays of that light
那道光里面的光线看起来的样子
Which I thought was the sun,
我以为那是太阳
was coming from there to the end of the horizon of the earth, of the earth, of the earth, like that.
从那里就像这样来到地球地球的地平线的尽头
The concentration was here.
光线在此处集中
But then going to the ends of the earth, the horizon, so it formed a beautiful dome you can figure from here.
但是之后来到地球的尽头地平线所以那光线形成了美丽的圆顶
I was standing under the dome of that light.
我站在那光线所形成的圆顶之下
with beautiful patterns of rays.
有着美丽光线的样式
Like the glory, like the sun.
那荣耀像太阳一样。
forming a beautiful pattern with the rays going to the ends of the earth.
形成了美丽的光线样式，来到了地球的尽头。
Until the voice of the Lord spoke from heaven.
直到主的声音在天堂说着。
What did the voice of the Lord say?
主的声音说了什么？
The voice said.
那声音说着。
Look.
看啊。
The Messiah is coming.
弥赛亚要来了。
And he made me know.
他让我知道。
But he was saying.
他在说着。
He said, "Look, the Messiah is coming."
他说：“看呐，弥赛亚要来了。”
And the church is not ready.
教会却还没有预备好。
But he made me know in my heart.
但他使我的心里明白。
That when he said by voice that, "Look, the Messiah is coming," but the church is not ready.
当他以声音说着：“看呐，弥赛亚要来了。”但是教会还没有预备好。
He meant the church out there is not ready.
他所指的是在外面的那些教会还没有预备好。
It was kind of a commissioning statement also.
这是一个命令的声明。
Go to the church out there, they're not ready.
去到外面的那些教会，他们还没有预备好。
So, look, the Messiah is coming.
所以看啊，弥赛亚要来了。
But the church out there is not ready.
但是在外面的教会却还没有预备好。
And so, in that dream, I remember one thing.
因此在那意象中，我记得一件事。
When I just turned left,
当我向左转时
I saw very far towards the ends of the horizon.
我朝向极远的地方，地平线的尽头眺望。
It was as though when there is going to be a big rainstorm on the other side of the ocean or lake or the other side in the evening.
这似乎像是在傍晚，在海洋或是湖泊的另一端，将会有一场巨大的暴风雨。这看起来像是将会在另一端下一场非常大的雨。
So, on the other side,
在另一端。
Why did I say so?
为什么我这么说呢？
Because when I heard the voice,
因为当我听到声音时
and then I turned left,
之后我转向左边
then I saw,
接着我看到
that the Bible is the only accurate book that must be fulfilled.
圣经是唯一一本必须实现的精准的书。
Because I saw,
因为我看见
like lightning on the other side where there is going to be a rainstorm.
即将有暴风雨的另一端像是有闪电一样。
It did, 啪啪。
发出了啪啪。
The way in the evening when there is going to be a storm, you see something ping ping on the other side.
在傍晚当即将有暴风雨时你看见在另一端啪啪。
And so, wow, it's raining there. There's a storm that side, whatever.
他们说，哇，那里下雨了，在那另一端有暴风雨之类的话。
And then, within no time.
接着，在这情况当中，没有时间了。
From that point on.
从那时开始。
I'm going to describe something here.
我将要在这里描述一些事情。
So from that point on.
所以从那时开始。
I found myself down on the dust.
我发现我在下面。在尘土中
and I was groaning and crying,
而我在打滚哭泣着
and I was doing the following.
接着我做了以下的事
I was rolling on dust,
我在尘土之上打滚着
and I was doing,
我做了像这样的动作
rolling on the dust,
在尘土之上打滚
and grinding my teeth,
并磨着我的牙齿
When the Bible says,
当圣经说
and the gnashing of teeth,
切齿
I was very shocked.
我很震惊
when the Bible says,
当圣经说
in a flash, in the twinkling of an eye, like the way the eye does it,
就在一霎时眨眼之间就像我所演示的啪啪
He made me feel like the church that will not make it.
他让我感受到没有达到目标的教会的感受。
I have already felt the pain that that church will feel.
我已经感受到教会会感受到的痛苦。
And that is how he talks to me.
这就是他向我说话的方式。
That when I come, I may transmit the exact detail.
好让我来到时可以传达精确的细节。
And I remember when I woke up.
而我还记得当我醒来时。
The first thing I did was rent the mirror.
我第一件做的事情是跑到镜子面前。
I thought I had crushed all my teeth.
我以为我已经压碎了我所有的牙齿。
And when I checked,
当我检查时
then, I breathed out.
我松了一口气。
Did you understand me?
你了解我所说的吗？
The only question is this.
唯一的问题是，
When that door closes,
当那门关上时，
On which side of that door will you be?
你会在门的哪一边？如果你在听了今天的信息后，愿意接受救主耶稣基督，请和我做以下的祷告，说：全能的耶稣，我真诚地来到你座前，谦卑自己，向你承认我是罪人。在我过往的生命中，我犯下的所有罪，现在向你认罪悔改，请求你降下宝血，洁净我所有的罪。求你帮助我，我愿意活出讨你喜悦、敬畏你的生活。我愿意回转，归向公义和圣洁。我全人全心全意都接受你成为我的救主，求你在我的生命中作王掌权，求你杀死我肉体所有不属于你的私欲，也求你将我的名字记在神羔羊的生命册上，求你永远也不要抹去我的名字。奉耶稣基督圣洁的名祷告，今天我重生了， Amen。